Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning the West that Russia will strike new targets if the U.S. supplies Ukraine with longer-range missiles. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In an interview on state television, President Putin said increasingly heavy arms provided by the West to Ukraine were designed to drag out the conflict, but would not change the outcome of a Russian victory. The Kremlin leader also warned Russia would strike targets it had thus far refrained from hitting if the West supplied Kyiv with longer-range missiles. President Biden announced plans to give Ukraine precision rocket systems after receiving assurances from Kyiv it would use them solely for defensive purposes and not strike targets inside Russia. Russian officials have warned the arms deliveries increase the risk of direct conflict between Russia and the U.S. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Russia's defense ministry confirming missile strikes on the outskirts of Ukraine's capital today and claims to have destroyed tanks and other armored vehicles supplied by Ukraine's allies. The strikes in Kyiv were the first since late April. They rocked the city as battles rage in eastern Ukraine. The House expected to vote later this week on legislation that would strengthen the nation's gun laws. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on the renewed effort to tighten restrictions in the aftermath of mass shootings in Texas, Oklahoma, and upstate New York.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee voted to advance a raft of gun control measures last week. One of the proposals would raise the age limit to buy semi-automatic weapons from 18 to 21 years old. Others would expand criminal background checks and prohibit so-called ghost guns, firearms that have no serial numbers. Any legislation that passes the House is almost certain to be met with Republican resistance in the Senate.
A bipartisan group of senators, though, is working on gun legislation. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy among them. And he told CNN this morning that he believes the compromise the group is negotiating can pass the Senate, although he said he's not sure a vote will be held this week. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs has vowed to drastically reduce veterans' homelessness, but NPR's Quill Lawrence reports inflation is making that task more difficult.
Addressing the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said his department would be aggressive at getting vets into homes where they can more easily access other VA services.
No veteran should ever be homeless in a country that they fought to defend. In fact, homeless veterans shouldn't even be a phrase that exists in the English language.
McDonough is promising to house 38,000 vets this year. That's the total estimate of vets experiencing homelessness nationwide, a number that's been stubbornly consistent for about 6 years. Experts say inflation may make the job even harder, especially in tight housing markets like Los Angeles, which has the most homeless veterans in the country. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
And this is NPR. Firefighters in Bangladesh working to bring a massive fire under control. It broke out at a depot near the port of Chittagong following an explosion in a container full of chemicals. There have been multiple explosions since, and explosives experts have been called in. At least 28 people reported dead, more than 100 others injured. North Korea has test-launched multiple ballistic missiles in its 18th round of tests so far this year. And NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that it's the third missile test since a new South Korean administration took over last month.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the North launched 8 short-range ballistic missiles eastward into the sea. The presidential office says the National Security Council will meet Sunday to discuss the launch. The launch follows the first U.S. and South Korean joint drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier since 2017. South Korean and U.S. warships, including the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, began 3 days of exercises Thursday off the coast of the Japanese island of Okinawa. Seoul says the exercises are intended to demonstrate the allies' military readiness and determination to respond sternly to any North Korean provocations. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The storm system that sparked flooding in South Florida this weekend strengthened into a tropical storm overnight. Tropical storm Alex has moved off into the Atlantic. It no longer poses a threat to the U.S., but storm warnings are up for Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center expects tropical storm Alex to pass just north of Bermuda tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.